Getting set for the start of the fourth quarter. Boys basketball tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock start. Chillicothe and Savannah boys. Winner will play at 5:30 Friday. Loser will play at 4 o'clock on Friday. We'll have that game. Lady Hornets' next game will be Thursday. Looks like at 6:30. Don't know against whom yet. That'll be determined later tonight. Fourth quarter begins with Maryville's basketball at midcourt. Sims sends it into Ware, the junior point guard. Crosses the timeline, hands it to Vandeven. To Reuter. Three ball doesn't fall. Nice job boxing out for the rebound. Is Hannah Jones. Gets it to Keithley. Pardon me. Three ball, Randy Mammon. Nothing but net. I'm sorry. Also saw it was the dark hair. That's Whitney Clampett. Clampett with a three ball. She's got 17. A breakout night for Clampett. 23-point lead, 55-32. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Keithley comes up with a loose basketball, brings it down court, leaves it for Clampett underneath. Another one for Whitney. Whitney with 19 and the assist by Carson Keithley. 25-point lead. Maryville saves it from going out of bounds. Left wing Trey Ware didn't get it to fall. 5-2 Carson Keithley pulls down the board. Proves you don't have to be tall to get a rebound. Just got to know how to do it correctly. Keithley between the circles. Pulls up the dribble. Goes to Clampett. Right wing. 57-32. Changes to her left hand on the dribble dive. Officials with a whistle on the floor on which Lady Spoo found. That'll be the sixth team foul. That is on number 15, Abby Vandeven. Worthington, the tall freshman, checks in for Maryville, along with 13, the junior, six-footer Josie Patton. Worthington looks to be about 5'10", 5'11". Maryville doesn't list all their heights. Loose basketball. Pass by Parkey. Thought Jones was going to get the cutter. Break to the bucket, but she was tied up by good defense. So Maryville brings the ball down court. Doesn't get it to fall. And it's Chillicothe's ball out of bounds. And it's Chillicothe, that would be you. You're wearing the white. That would be your ball. I don't think anyone on the floor except the officials were sure whose ball it was. Inbounds pass. Back court. Clampett goes down court to Keithley. Two-on-two break. Keithley backs it back out smartly. And sets up the half-court game. Transition bucket wasn't there this time. 57-32. 6:26 left. Officials with a whistle away from the basketball. Illegal screen by Caitlin Parkey, her second. I think that's the eighth team foul, but on illegal picks, you don't shoot free throws. 6:24 left to play in this marathon game. 57-32 Chillicothe. A lot of whistles, a lot of free throws. Haven't had very many calls to complain about. Officials done a pretty nice job. Traveling call as Maryville jumped, tried to pass. The defense was there by Chillicothe. Landed again with the ball. Once you leave your feet, if you land still with the basketball, you're going to be called for a travel. That's what happened there to Abby Greeley. Across the timeline, Carson Keithley keeps it alive. Works it over left side. Nice bounce pass through traffic to Clampett. Cut to the bucket. Count it. And that kind of basketball is just played from girls that have played a heck of a lot of basketball together. 27-point lead, 21 points for Whitney Clampett, 59-32. Chillicothe with the lead by 27. Backcourt call, loose basketball, Jacqueline Ware. And it will be Chillicothe's ball. Clampett sets down with a 21-point performance. Micah Clark checks in for her. 5:38 left to play, 59-32. Leatherman set to check back into the next whistle. Carson Keithley across the timeline. Gets it to Haley Jones. Jones pivots to the high post, dribbles once, hands it to her younger sister, Hannah. Back to Keithley. Carson looks off a three-pointer. Micah Clark working top of the key. Jones, dribble drive down the boulevard, lost the basketball, a reach-in foul on which Lady Spoofhound. 35, Greeley. It'll be a 1-1 for Hannah Jones. First trip to the line tonight for Hannah. She has scattered 9 points over three quarters, yet to score in this quarter. misses the first one. And I think everyone except for Worthington forgot it was a one-on-one. Everyone just stood around. Worthington grabbed the rebound, brings it down court, tries top of the key. Misses everything except the out-of-bounds marker. Haley Jones checks out. Leatherman checks in. Parkey, Leatherman, Clark, Keithley, and Hannah Jones. Jones to Parkey. To Clark, down court. Lays it up. Rebound, Leatherman. Didn't get it to fall. Couple of misses there by Chillicothe. And another whistle. Chillicothe's basketball will inbound in front of their own bench. Fresh leg set to check in for Maryville. Oh, as a close call, an inbounds pass went right to midcourt to Hannah Jones. Jones had 1 foot across the line, caught the ball, and then planted her trailing foot on the opposite side of the line, and they call back court on that one. 59-32, Chillicothe girls with a 27-point lead. It was tied at the end of one, but Chillicothe, I don't think this game was ever really in doubt. Chillicothe played 12 players in that first quarter. It's going to be a whistle on. Chillicothe is Caitlin Parkey, her third. Ninth team foul, 7 on Maryville. And at the line, Megan Worthington for the first time tonight. 4:47 left in this one. Still a lot of time. And this wooden bench is getting a little bit hard on my tuchus, if you know what I mean. Chillicothe rebounded the missed free throw and then lost it out of bounds. Maryville gets it into Worthington. Up top to Van de Ven. Loose basketball. Van de Ven's pass picked off by Parkey. Hannah Jones down court. Tried to go to Carson Keithley. Stolen. Laid up. Missed. Off the glass by Ashton Reuter. Chillicothe the rebound. No damage done off that turnover. Leatherman, high post, pivots once, dribbles once, gets it to Keithley. Keithley lost her footing, managed to shovel it out to Hannah Jones before a traveling call. Back to Leatherman, over to Keithley, circle left. Keithley dumps it out to Parkey on the wing, doesn't want to shoot the tray. Gives it to Clark, top of the key. Midway through the fourth quarter, 59-32. Hannah Jones back to Keithley, hits the reset button. Leatherman up top. Her pass to Jones, stolen by Ware. Ware waits for the guards to go flying past her. Still misses the shot, and Leatherman with a rebound. Down court to Parkey. K-Bob, count it. Caitlin Parkey with 10. And we got more fresh players checking in for Chillicothe. One for Maryville as well at the next whistle. Jacqueline Ware across the timeline. Circle left to Van de Ven. Long range deuce not there from the wing. Parkey with a rebound. And referees with the whistle. That is on Worthington. That's it for her, her fifth. Checking in for Maryville is Rachel Offert. Chillicothe will send in Jalen Reeder. Randy Mammon. Micah Clark, Maggie Leatherman, and Caitlin Parkey are the five on the floor for Chillicothe. Parkey at the line. The foul was the fifth one on Worthington. Eighth team foul. 1-1. Parkey hits the first one. First trip to the line for Parkey. She's got 11 on her 16th birthday. And that's point number 12. 21 for Clampett, 12 for Parkey. And it is Maryville bringing the ball down court. And we got the continuous clock rule now, I believe. It's 30-point lead. It's 31 lead for Chillicothe. 63-32. Van de Ven, left wing, jumper off the glass, no good. Randy Mammon the rebound. slips, still keeps the ball alive. Officials with a whistle. Campbell and Gardner set to check in. And Maryville sends their final player into the ball game, which is Jessica Wilmus, a senior. Randy Mammon at the line. Continuous clock means it runs unless someone takes a timeout. So the clock continues to run during Mammon's 1-1 free throw. First one is in for Randy Mammon. That's number 5 for Mammon. 3 of 4 at the line in the first quarter. 64-32. Mammon makes both of them. .33 lead for Chillicothe. Maryville sends it in, nothing there, out to Vandeven. Around the horn to Spire. Fin into Wilmus, turnaround jumper didn't fall for Wilmus in the paint. Chillicothe the rebound, Aaron Campbell across the timeline with 1:18 left. Chillicothe girls will play Thursday at 6:30 in the semifinals. Loose basketball picked up by Vandeven. Here comes Maryville. After Chillicothe couldn't hang on to the pass. Spire between the circles. Pulls up the dribble. Reeder comes up for defense. Forces an awkward pass. Stolen by Campbell. Lays it up. Counted. Aaron Campbell. The assist by Jalen Reeder. Campbell's first points tonight. And 10 of the 12 players for Chillicothe that played have scored. That's always good. Not only good to get playing time, but good to get some points by your name. Puts a little spring in your step in tomorrow afternoon's practice. Maryville tosses it away. 27:26 seconds left with a running clock. 67-32. Loose basketball in midcourt. Gardner scrapping in there with Wilmus. Possession arrow pointing Maryville's way. 5-4-3. That's going to be your final score. 67-32. Chillicothe with the big win. 67-32, your final score. Chillicothe girls improve to 2-0. Maryville falls to 0-1. Be back with scoring totals after this on KCHI.